Michael. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Hello, Mark. Hey, JT.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hold on. Can you hear me okay?
It sounds like you're talking to your internal microphone.
Yeah, I am. Is that kind of bad?
Yeah, that is bad.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Archer's getting like John Ong. He does not tolerate bad audio anymore.
You need to plug in a headset.
Plug it in, baby. Plug it in.
God, that
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, getting there.
You sound all better.
I'm not all better, but I'm about.
That sounds better, JT. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Except for the echo.
Yeah. Although you still sound like you're talking
you
to the
sound
internal
like you're
microphone.
In the, right.
Sound like he you're in the coal like mine.
In the congressional hall or something.
Yeah, I don't have a mic with me, so if this isn't going to work, let me know.
What do you guys think?
It's fine for me.
Where are you, JT?
I'm at school. I'm waiting for class to start.
Oh. Can everyone hear this?
Oh, you have the speakers playing?
I've got my headphones on.
Oh, you just don't have a...
How about if I do this? Is that better?
Ooh, hot.
Yeah.
You sound like every FM radio.
Is everybody like staring at you talking to your computer?
No, not yet. I'm in a room around the corner, so there aren't many people in here.
Okay, that does sound better. And what
All
class
right, well,
is
I can
this?
Do this. Managerial accounting.
Oh, it's not the dog class?
No, dog school's done.
Oh, okay.
That was done a while back.
And did the dog pass?
You're learning
how
to train. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
certificate.
By the way, JT, this is Michael. Michael, this is JT.
Hi, JT.
Hey, I heard all about you. I can't repeat anything, but I've heard many things about you.
That's hot too.
Have you listened to his show?
To be honest with you, I'm so far behind in my shows from this weekend that I'll get caught up eventually.
That's okay. I haven't listened to yours either. So don't feel bad.
Now we have something to do this week, right?
Mark just likes to stir up trouble.
As you
I don't. I have never stirred up trouble.
No.
Let's just not go there.
I can't imagine what trouble he would stir up.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for poo.
Instead of podcaster malaise, it'll be podcaster animosity.
Oh, boy. Podcaster wars.
Mark wants to be the only one left.
There can be only one. Hey, I'm going to run around with a sword and chop people's heads off.
Hey, Mark, does Robert want me to go ahead
and have a little lightning orgasm?
Mark, does Robert want me to go ahead and call him right now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. Oh, shoot.
Are we recording?
Oh, crap. Wait a minute. Oops. Oh, hey.
Hey,
Robert, can you hold on a second? I need to add you
to the conference.
Sure. Hold on. I got to pass my own podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops, sorry, you guys.
Hello.
I'm so sorry.
Did you mute us all or something?
Because I clicked on call him instead of add to conference.
Oh.
And it put you all on hold at the time.
Right.
I'm sorry.
How rude.
But I don't think he's got headphones. Does he have headphones?
Oh, he said he just got his new Mac and he's learning it, so he might not know how to do it.
He's going
to
be very echoey.
Hey, that makes two of us.
Who are we talking about?
One of our listeners, our mutual listeners, his name is Robert, and he just Skyped me. He's moving to New York in a few weeks.
Yeah, he's IMing me right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to add him to the conference, but if he becomes too Skypey, then we'll have to drop him.
I feel so left out. He's not IMing me.
Okay, it's ringing now. Let's see.
Are we recording, by the way?
Yes. We are always recording.
It's just a big old clusterfuck.
Okay, someone needs to turn down their volume because we're hearing echo.
Can we call it clusterfuck instead of gangbang then?
Okay, clusterfuck. Hey, Robert, do you have a set of headphones and a microphone to plug in?
I don't, not yet.
Oh, well, we're probably going to have to drop you because we're getting a big echo.
Now you're getting like Madge.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Robert.
I have to pick up some headphones.
What?
I said, I'll have to pick up some headphones.
Yes, because we'd love to have you on the show.
Okay, he sounds good to me.
Will you email me a recommendation for some good beginner headphones?
Just walk into Staples and buy whatever they have. That'll do.
That's actually true, yeah.
Yeah, you can get it for like $10.
Perfect.
Well, although get the stereo ones. Don't get the Monaro ones. You know, the stereo ones will be like $20.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, Robert.
Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
We definitely will.
Okay, bye, guys. Hey,
thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Robert.
All right.
He has a cute puppy, and he was asking me about places in the city to take your dog. And you know, of course, as you know, I'm very active in the dog community here in New York.
Yes. Now, I actually just got a voicemail from Robert yesterday on the My Chingo system that I will be putting at the end of the show. So,
wow, Robert gets around.
Oh, speaking of My Chingo, which is now called Mobitalk, could I do a little PSA for Michael Bailey, the creator of Mobitalk? He would love it if people who have enjoyed using My Chingo either as a podcaster or as a listener would go over and give him a teeny tiny donation, because he's really done all of this out of his own pocket, and things are going well, but he needs money to be able to continue.
Yes, now I actually have a question about that, Mark. Does he take PayPal?
I think he does, yeah. If you go to mobitalk.com, you'll be able to click the donate button. I'm sure he has a PayPal.
Okay, because I heard that on John Ong's show, too, and I keep thinking that I need to do that, but only if he has PayPal. Yeah.
And Michael is a great guy. He's just really wonderful, and he's very responsive. And, I mean, he's basically given everyone away this technology away for free.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone has it in their heart to give a dollar or two, then that would be really appreciated.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, JT, what's been keeping you so busy? Because I'm waiting for a show from you.
You know, it's so funny. You know, I was talking to Adam just a little bit, about 20 minutes ago or so. But, you know, we talked about people not doing shows and, you know, pod fading and whatever last time we were on here.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I've recorded 2 shows, and they were so boring, there was nothing going on, that I'm not going to post them.
Yeah, but they may be boring to you, but other people might find it interesting.
But that's nothing new. No, just kidding.
You're so mean.
No, but it was so funny, because Adam's like totally agreeing. He's like, I did the same thing. I had 2 shows I recorded that I didn't even post, because there was nothing going on. And, you know, when you do the type of shows where you're talking about what's going on in your lives, you really have to have something going on in order to do a show.
Yeah, but what you have going on could be interesting.
All right, fine. I'll post them, and then if they're boring, I'm gonna come kick your butt.
Okay.
See, I think Archer is right, and he's the perfect example. He just says whatever is happening, and sometimes you even say, "Oh, this is so boring. I don't think anyone's gonna care." And then everyone writes in, going, "Oh my God, I had that same thing happen to me." Or,
I know. And actually, now that you say that, because I think the one show this week that I did by myself, and I was just rattling on about crap, I got the most comments from.
Oh, right. And you're after Mac all, look, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Look how many episodes you got out of renovating your kitchen.
No kidding.
When I first heard your very first episode that I ever heard of you was when you had that the flood in your apartment.
Oh, my God.
So back in July, that was the first one. That was my introduction to Archer.
Which still has not been settled. I still have stained carpeting in my condo that I'm waiting for the check. It's supposed to arrive this week to reimburse me for those damages.
Yuck.
6 months later, 5 months later.
So what did you decide? Are you going to put the computer in the kitchen?
Well, you know, to clarify that a little bit, you know, I when I got this new 24-inch iMac, I have my old 20-inch iMac. And I was thinking about, if you've looked at the pictures of my kitchen, the one little piece of countertop that's next to the refrigerator is probably wide enough that I could just stand that up underneath the upper cabinets, and it would fit perfectly and still have space to do stuff, you know, to use the countertop. So not that I'm a big cook or anything, and Mark, I'll get to that in just a minute, but just enough to have something going on in the kitchen. I can connect to it through my other iMac.
And will you have it there permanently, or will you move it around if necessary?
Well, I think I would just leave it there permanently.
Because the reason I ask is because when I take on new clients, I tell them, you know, when I come, I really need to, especially in New York City where the spaces are so tight, I say I really need to have all the counters clear and anything that's valuable off the counters, because if something falls or if I clunk up against it, you know, I don't want things breaking or just taking up room.
Right.
So I wonder about that. Like, I mean, obviously not like you're about to get a personal chef or anything, but that's something that I would immediately think of, like, ooh, I would probably unplug it from wherever it is and just move it into the living room while I'm there working, so I wouldn't get food on the computer.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If I ever had any other work done or something, I would definitely move it out of the way. Yeah, but I think for day to day kind of stuff, I would just leave it right there on that little chunk of counter.
And what if you have a grease fire?
But it's on the other side of the kitchen.
Grease spatters.
Not like 8 feet.
Grease travels.
Oh, but that's something to keep in mind. It actually does. Like anytime you do fry something, you'll notice over time you'll get that film on your on top of the hood if you don't clean that all the time. So just be careful that you do keep it covered if you are frying anything, because you will get it actually molecularizes into the air.
Oh God.
Molecularizes.
Okay. I know.
It molecularizes.
That's an actual science word.
I believe it.
But it just sounds dirty when you say it.
Hello.
Molecularizes.
But no, yeah. I don't fry anything to begin with. But no, Mark, to get back to, you left a comment about me not contacting you about software and stuff and recipes. The thing is, with your recipes, they're way out of my expertise. I'm talking about something very simple, like my mother's meatloaf. That's what I'm thinking about keeping on the computer.
We have simple recipes too. I get it. I understand.
Okay.
But it has vegetables in it, so you wouldn't want to make it to begin with.
Yeah, you're right. I just didn't want you to get offended. It sounded like you were a little bit offended with it.
I was kidding.
Okay.
I was kidding. It's kind of like when Mike said, the thing about the podcast soup, and how, there's no correlation between candles and and being reviewed. And I said, of course, that's absolutely true, because I bought a ton of candles and he hasn't reviewed me lately.
And, speaking of that, let me tell you this little bit of a story here. When I got my kitchen all set up and I have, I have a new white coffee pot and a new white toaster, right? Well, somebody noticed, I believe it was Michael from QCast Connecticut, noticed that I had a Yankee candle in my kitchen.
Ah, that was me, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And let me tell you something. When the boyfriend was here and we were putting up my Christmas tree last Friday, I was burning that candle. And the next morning, there was like this light black film, like soot, all over my white appliances.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the boyfriend's like, well, yeah, that these candles, they put off soot. So I said, that's it. I'm putting those away. And
those soy candles.
And yep. Exactly. So I've been burning my, which one was it? The something citrus candle that I got from Mike for Christmas in my kitchen. And there hasn't been any of that black soot all over my white appliances.
Yeah, I'm totally converted on that. I mean, it's true. I haven't had any kind of yuckiness or soot or that smell, that stinky smell you get from the soot afterwards.
Yeah, and not like I'm trying to, plug his candles or anything, but it's the absolute truth. They do not put off soot. And that's the biggest thing for me, because now I can burn in the kitchen and I keep the kitchen smelling nice and not get that stuff all over the place.
I was actually hoping that he was going to be part of this conversation, because he and I need to schedule a spanking session.
Well, ooh. I messaged him, but he has now Kinky. Gone away. He's
are you going to burn a leather candle?
I'm a bit in trouble with him, so I told him that I needed to be punished, and I spankings were fine, and he said that he had never spanked an Italian before, so he would like to figure out how to go about doing that. So.
Well, now we might need a little background. What did you do to get him?
What would be your stop word? You'll have to say basta, basta.
excuse me, I'm still fighting the cold. He in the review of our latest show, he had commented on the fact that Mr. B started to plug the candles, and I had cut Mr. B off quite unintentionally.
Oh, yeah.
And we never got back to it. And I said, yeah, you're right. I did it. I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, it was all, joking and tongue in cheek. And I said, I deserve to be punished, mm-hmm. name your poison, whatever. So,
he's going to drip soy wax on you.
Hot.
It will be hot.
From the leather-scented candle.
Hey, I thought I was going to be punished. What?
Now, JT, have you purchased any candles from Soy Candles by Phoebes?
I have not. Okay. No reason.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just suggest you do sometime in the future. But now I do have to, while we're on the topic of Michael from QCast Connecticut, you have not seen his pictures of him playing...
I was going to ask you if you went
Santa?
And saw those.
Of course I did.
I haven't seen them yet.
You have got to go to the Flickr account and see
the
this
stripping
man.
Stripping Santa?
Yes, he's got a reindeer on his crotch.
I told you I did.
You have to see this. It is
And
hilarious.
It lights up.
You got to watch out for those antlers.
Okay, well, in the picture, it's not lit up, but...
No, it's not, because it doesn't light up till the end of the number.
Okay.
So.
But he's wearing
a harness.
Is that
your red nose, or are you just happy to see me?
Exactly.
He's got a harness and, I don't know, some kind of mesh shirt on or something.
Yep, that's what it's exactly what it is.
You have to go to his Flickr account. Go to his website first, qcastconnecticut.com or whatever it is.
Qcastct.blogspot.com.
Okay, and then click on the Flickr, and you can see him... doing his Santa striptease, whatever number.
didn't take you long to go over there and find
No,
him.
Of course not. Because that's what I wanted to see.
I know.
Because I heard your show, and I'm like, I got to see what he looks like in his Santa costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, between that and the angel costume, I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, the angel almost looks like bad drag, I have to say. But
It's supposed to. Yeah, that's okay. Great. All cool. Right. Then I've accomplished my goal.
Yeah.
Speaking of nudie pics, Archer, apparently you are now the only person remaining in possession of a certain couple's or a certain two people's nude pics, because they're apparently the hard drive is now gone.
Oh my God! Whose nudie pics?
One of your listeners who had once given you nudie pics. And
you're kidding!
His computer was stolen, and now I think you're the only one in possession of those pictures now.
Well, I don't even know that I still have them, because I tend to get rid of stuff after a while.
Okay.
But I know who you're talking about, right? The guys who moved to Seattle.
Yeah.
Shh.
Why are you saying?
If you got. If you got rid of them, they mustn't have been that hot.
Oh, no, they were hot. No.
I'm surprised that you got rid of them. That's what I'm shocked
about. It's not that
about.
I got rid of them. They're probably in my email somewhere, but I just don't know if I still have them or not.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Search.
Especially
search
with your hard. Big old external
Why, do you want them? Do you want them as well?
Search hard.
Do you want them?
I think we all do now.
Well, let's talk some prices.
I'm gonna have to go to eBay.
Oh my God, that's true.
Are you gonna put them in one of your little silver gelatin prints?
I could, you know, I could.
I have a PayPal account.
Ooh, I do too. You can give me some money.
Oh, look at that. Look at
Santa
that.
Baby.
I don't
hurry
charge
down
for
my
pictures.
Chimney tonight.
Actually, I have a photo shoot coming up between Christmas and New Year's. I have. Four nude men coming to my house for pictures.
Wow, life's
Are
tough.
They gonna? They're gonna arrive nude. That's so funny. Four nude men. Like they're just gonna show up. Ding dong! You open the door.
I thought it was four calling birds.
Yeah, there you go. Either way, at some point that week,
gonna bring him a partridge for his pear tree. See, but, we can make anything sound dirty.
Yeah, you can.
Oh yeah.
But anyway, so.
So if you're not gonna call this a gangbang, what are you gonna call it?
I don't know. I need to come up with a new name. What do you think?
And I guess you don't like clusterfuck, so.
Well, at the beginning of this call, it was somewhat of a clusterfuck.
It was.
I say, been there, done that, got to think of something new.
The only problem with using the word fuck is that once you post it, iTunes puts the little stars in the U and the C.
Oh, right.
I don't do that. They do it themselves, so.
Well, maybe you just need to, like, get on dictionary.com or thesaurus.com or something and just look for... You know, alternate words for some kind of gathering.
Oh, it's way too much work.
Well, I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, JT.
Well, I'm not going to go through
all that.
Well,
if you're sitting there waiting for somebody to come up with a suggestion, you might be
How about we
a long
call
time.
It in Archer's Bullseye?
What?
Well, how does
how
that
about if we don't like
Do you guys not know what an archer is?
Yes, but everybody's thinking, does that have to do with conversation or talking or whatever?
I don't know.
Archer's
okay, fine. I have to go... I have to leave. I have to go change my laundry over anyway.
Okay, well, hurry back.
Okay, I'll be back in a bit.
Archer's clamming.
Bye.
Okay. What about just, you know, a discussion?
Oh, yeah, that's real exciting.
Chit-chat, I don't know.
What exactly about gangbang don't you like?
Well, you know, because you have to have a different title every day for your show.
Right.
And I've used all the variations like... another gangbang, yet another gangbang, a gangbang 2, you know, I can't come up with anything else.
Maybe
son of gangbang.
Nah.
Bride of gangbang.
How about just JT online?
Oh.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, now that would be a title if I was only talking to you.
Well, I don't understand. What's the problem?
And your point?
What's your point?
I'm going to have to put all of our names together and come up with just a title with, you know, like partial names.
Some kind of acronym?
Yeah. Oh,
I think that's
why don't you use podcast soup? I'm sure Mike wouldn't mind.
You know, I was really hoping he'd be on because I wanted to ask him about the post he put in about starting up Hip Perspective again.
Oh, yeah.
Did anybody see that? What is that about?
I don't know. I mean, I just read what he had posted and I'd read the first Hip Perspective, but... I don't know what the history is.
Okay. Because that's what it used to be called before Podcast Soup.
Oh.
So.
You know, we really should be taking advantage of Mark not being here to talk about him.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I will say with him gone, that means the rest of us can get a word in edgewise.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yeah. Else. You know what, JT, I'm subscribing to your show the minute I hang up from this call.
Oh, no, he's going to listen to this.
Oh, that's right. I'll take him on.
Wouldn't be the first time.
That's well, now then let's take advantage of it. What would you like to say?
No. I have realized that I've said way too much on way too many of your shows. It caused me way too many problems.
Really? You've gotten in trouble on my show before?
Maybe not.
Really?
Not with me, though. With other people, obviously.
No. Yeah, exactly. You make me too comfortable.
Does your boyfriend listen to the show?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's good.
If I talked about him, he probably would, and I'd get in trouble, so I don't talk about him.
Oh, my. Now I want to know who you've gotten in trouble with.
I know. This is pretty good dirt.
Nobody.
Let's see. Let me name one. Adam?
No, I'm not. No, you know what? Let's talk about something else. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Actually, the boyfriend's going to have – well, I can tell you a little story here. We had planned to have a dinner party on Friday night, and we had 6 people invited. Well, 4 people have canceled, so it's just going to be the boyfriend and I.
You can invite us.
What, you are invited. Come on down.
What night is it?
Friday night.
Oh, I've got a Christmas party to go to.
Oh, see, that's the reason they all canceled.
and Saturday I have my final show.
Oh.
So can you reschedule for us?
No, because this is the only free Friday we have in the month of December.
Mark, are you back?
I'm back. I just walked in.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Mark, listen to the show of the part that you missed.
Were you talking about me? Were you saying
no? No.
We were not talking about
you. Why would we do that? We're your friends.
JT falls silent.
And I was going to say, it's not like I wasn't coaxed into it. Or.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. You were probably the instigator.
Oh, no. You'll see I was not.
Okay. We'll see.
Well, hey, guess.
Go ahead. But I was going to say, JT, should I do some editing?
No.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Like you ever do.
Exactly.
So guess what I just did for the first time this evening.
Farted?
Masturbated?
No. Oh, please, no. I went to a tanning booth.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
Fake and bake for the first time ever.
Why did you decide to do that?
Oh, wow.
Well, because it's included in my new gym membership.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that.
Yeah, so I started the gym membership today. And tonight was the first time I was
You're
going to
start
go.
Looking like a Florida boy after
and
a while.
And went to the – well, hey. Went to the woman at the counter and said, okay, I've never done this before. What do I do? And she walked me through it. And it was 10 minutes later, I was out. It was
now,
great.
Do you feel it or anything? Or did it get hot or what?
Yeah, it got toasty, but I mean, I don't look any different. Or
you're going to feel it tomorrow. Or not feel it, like you'll look it tomorrow.
You think? Really? That
yeah,
quickly?
It takes – Oh, yeah, it takes the next day.
I mean after only not... one session?
You'll have a little something, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
How many minutes did you do?
She started me with 10.
Oh, okay, that's good.
And are you going to do this on a regular basis now?
I am. Well, I think I am.
So you'll be one of those weird-looking gay men who are tan in the middle of winter.
Just like George Hamilton.
Right.
Well, don't get that dark.
You did live in Florida all those years. So.
No, I did, right.
Now, did you lay nude or did you wear a swimsuit? Okay, well, I'll let Archer ask
you.
Edit that part out. Edit that part out so Archer can ask it.
That was just going to be my question. Did you go in there nude or what?
I did not because it was my very first time. So I wanted to just check it out, see what it was like.
Well, here's a little tip. If you do go in there nude and you lay on the bed, make sure you do a little cheek spread and before you
This was a stand-up booth. Set.
Oh, well, then you'll be okay.
This was
I don't know if any of you have ever seen those pornos where everyone is perfectly tanned except when you see as they're doing their thing. There's a little
crease.
There's a little white spot sort of right where their coccyx, their tailbone is.
Right.
And it's like because they didn't spread the cheek.
Yeah. And the crease right between your cheeks and your thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's they so have silly. both the lie down and the stand up. So I said, all right, my first time I'm going to try the stand up. I mean, I want to try the lie down to see what the differences are, if there are any. So, yes, that's what I did.
Don't get addicted to it.
Did you have music or anything? What did you do for 10 minutes?
Well, actually, I I preceded it by a 30-minute treadmill session in which I listened to your show this morning, Archer.
Oh, okay.
Because cool. I was a little behind today. I was busy at work. And while I was tanning, I listened to the latest issue, the latest episode of The Daily Purge. Uh-huh. So the gym will be catching up on the podcast time.
Well, that's good. Right.
So, yeah. Usually I listen at work, but I was a little backlogged today, so I didn't get a chance to listen to a lot of things today.
Well, now, I've been talking about this guy, Nick Thomas, lately. Has anybody checked out his podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Because he's been talking about me lately.
Yeah, John introduced it. Nick does these sort of more like those live casts that John
started every
doing.
Saturday he does a live cast, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take it, though, because he's been
talking. What was he saying about you?
Well, he found my regular blog, and he found the 100 things about me on my blog.
Oh,
and,
right.
And he's been kind of going through them one by one and kind of comparing himself to what I wrote about it. It's kind of interesting.
On his show.
On his show, yeah. And I, as he's doing them, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I need to update that thing because that's changed and that's changed, you know, that kind of thing.
So. Oh, is that how that whole discussion of being with your boyfriend long term came up?
Huh?
Wasn't there a comment on the comment section about someone said, oh, I think you'll be with your boyfriend for a long time?
Oh, no. That was from a longtime listener, an email that I got from him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
I agree. I think you guys are going to be together for a while.
Yeah, I think we will too. Did we lose JT?
No, I hear. I just listening.
Okay. but I want you to talk too.
Oh.
What time does your class start,
JT? He doesn't have anything bitchy to say.
About an hour ago. Oh, thank you. About an hour.
An hour from now?
Yes, sir.
Why are you there so early?
Because I was going to study, but...
Oh, sorry.
Not studying. No, don't
but
worry.
You're having
about
a deleterious effect on his studying.
This is more fun anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What part of
I'll
the country
are you in?
I'll just
wing it, and what I get is what I get.
He's in Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chicago.
So he's an hour ahead of us. It's only an behind. Hour difference.
Right? Hour behind you.
A hour behind, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, so okay. That means it'll be starting at about 8 o'clock then, right?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
So we got tickets today. I'm going to Vegas for my birthday for the first time.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Oh, really? I just got back from Vegas.
This will be your first birthday?
This weekend.
My first Vegas trip.
First birthday.
My first birthday in a long time, yes.
When is your birthday?
The end of February.
Oh.
Mine's the beginning of February. Oh, we talked about this.
Right. Yeah, so yeah.
Mine's the middle of February.
Oh.
Wow. Well,
look at that.
Two Aquarians and a Pisces.
February 26th to March 3rd, I believe.
And cool. Your birthday is February 28th or 29th?
28th.
Oh.
Good memory.
Oh, my, actually,
if it were the 29th, it would be his first birthday in a long time.
But this is a leap year, is it?
My sister's birthday is the 29th.
Oh, dear.
Really?
How freaky is that?
How many years apart?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my parents were very consistent.
Do they still celebrate her birthday every year, despite the fact that she doesn't have one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Usually on mine.
Oh. Oh, that could be
that's a word.
For a while, actually, her first husband, his birthday was March 2nd. So we had right
so everyone just sort of lumped it all together. All
yeah, it
you.
Sucked, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, it's like being born on Christmas, please.
Yeah.
Speaking of divorces.
My uncle's birthday's on Christmas.
Oh, where did divorces come from?
Well, because
ex-husband. Oh, yeah. I got it.
I was just going to tell that.
What the hell?
Speaking of enemas.
I haven't had mine today yet.
Obviously.
No, I got a phone call tonight from, early this evening, I should say, from a high school friend who I've been friends with for probably 28 years, something like that. And she's getting divorced for the third time.
Ooh.
And they just decided to get divorced. I'm like, this is a terrible time of the year to decide you're going to get divorced.
This is when Michael and I split up.
Really?
Yeah.
You did? Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't you remember? You were too busy tanning.
Yeah. That must have been it. Yeah.
And I think this is a bad time to get to split up or break up or divorce. I don't know. I just think it's a bad time, but one of the couples who was supposed to come to our dinner party, they're not coming because they broke up. So,
well, it saves on having to buy Christmas presents.
Yeah, but you don't break up with someone to save.
What does that mean?
I know.
Because someone's getting divorced, you're not getting them a Christmas present?
You know. Maybe.
I said till death do us part. Damn it.
You guys are crazy.
You know, I don't decorate for Christmas, so.
That's right. Oh, too. Anyway, I was just very sad for her, but she's like, I'm ready to move on. So.
Wow. But after the third time, you got to say to her, "Listen, lady, it's what's the common denominator in all of these divorces?
Right?
You."
Well, no, I think it's her bad choice of men. Tell you the truth.
How long did the third one last?
12 years, actually. Oh, so
holy bananas.
Yeah, but the first one was like 3 years. The second one was like 3 or 4 years, and then the last one was 12 years. So, but I just think that she picks these kind of losers who she tries to rehabilitate. You know,
that's what a lot of women do. And they try to change men. You can't change people.
And for the longest time, this one seemed like it was working, but I guess just didn't work. So.
Yeah, you should probably suggest she sees a psychiatrist before she gets in another relationship.
Well, I think she might be done. I think she realizes that, you know, because, you know, she's my age, 42, and she's got a little six-and-a-half-year-old kid, so I think she's just going to stop.
Well, that's a shame.
Not good. Yeah, that's terrible. Say that sucks.
No reason to stop, like, seeing people.
If not, well, okay, here's the thing.
It's a good reason to stop marrying people.
Well, maybe
stop seeing people.
Maybe stop in terms of, you know, giving it some time, because each one of these marriages happened one right after the other.
Like, oh, well, God, yeah.
They dated very short time before they got married.
It sounds like, okay. There's a lot of people who just can't bear being single, so they'll take whatever they can get, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, she probably just needs some time to think over things and concentrate on some other things.
Exactly. I think she will, too.
Yeah, she has a kid.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she does have a kid, but it's the child's adopted, so.
How old is her child?
6 and a half.
Oh, wow, yeah, so yeah. That's still young enough that she needs to focus on her child.
Right. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of part one of our chit-chat on Skype. So tune in tomorrow for part two and see who else joins the group. Until next time, boys and girls, bye. I should